living principle is easy. Living principle is easy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you Bible stories. Living principle is easy. As Jesus was working with his disciples, he was training them to live principle. He was training them to listen within themselves and follow the guidance that is within themselves to know what is right to do. This universal concept that comes to all of us is to know that within us we know what to do, we know what is right to do. And Jesus encouraged his disciples at all times to listen within and follow the guidance they have from within and to know what is right to do. Jesus taught living principle. He taught living the principle and living it in everything that the disciples did in every way in their life. Now, the disciples were taught by Jesus the universal principles, the universal understanding and wisdom, because they wanted a teacher who would teach them that. And Jesus taught it to them. But the only way that he could teach it to them and have it be significant and understandable to them was to teach it in a relative way. So he taught all of his parables and all of his statements in a relative way. And in teaching these to his disciples in a relative way, he taught them the simplicity of all life. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Now, that is a very relative term because it's others and it's you. But in teaching this, he was not teaching them that they should do unto others as they would have others do unto them. He was teaching how the principle is carried out in their life, in their world, by what actions they do in their body and in their thinking and in their attitude. Whatever they do unto others, that shows what is going on in their life, and others will do equally to them. And what would you like to have others do to you? This is the principle of law of cause and effect, the principle of putting a cause in motion to bring about an effect that is something that you want to experience. Now, they did not recognize it as a law of cause and effect. They did not recognize it as being taught principle. They recognized it as just being taught a natural activity of the human mind, acting in a human environment, in a human experience, and they could understand that. They could understand that because this was something significant for them. Now, Jesus was trained as a rabbi. He was trained in the teachings of the Jewish philosophy, the Hebrew teachings, and he was very adept at it. But he went a step further than just teaching the rules from the book. He taught application. He taught how do you apply the rules of the book to make your life more significant, more beautiful. You'll find every attitude that Jesus taught to his disciples readily shown in the Old Testament of the Bible and how it is all there in black and white. Jesus did not take a lot of the negative ideas that were there, but he took the positive ideas. He thought, this is something that they can refer to. This is something that exists. And this is something that came out of his training as a student, as a rabbi. And he gave this philosophy, he gave this teaching to his students. And all of them thought he was giving them something new. He was training them in a way that they had never heard before. And truly, they had probably not heard it before, because most of the priests were rather bombastic, and they were trying to keep the people in line, trying to keep the people behaving and doing right things. And the teachings that they gave were teachings of manipulation. They were in the Bible, very true, but they were teachings of manipulation, of how to control people and how to control circumstances. Well, Jesus was not interested in how to control people and how to control circumstances. Jesus was interested in teaching the principle, the law of cause and effect, teaching the principle that when you want to create a world around you of harmony and peace and love, then within you must be harmony, peace, and love. And indeed, within you is harmony, peace, and love, waiting to be revealed, waiting to be expressed, waiting to be shown forth on all avenues of your life. So, as you did do unto others as you'd like them to do to you, you have within yourself the thought that you're giving out love, you're giving out peace, you're giving out respect, you're giving out honor. And love, peace, respect, and honor come back to you from the world you have created, because this is what you expect of them, and this is what you give of yourself to them. You're merely using the law of cause and effect. Even today, churches teach the law of cause and effect. They teach these rules that are taught by the master teacher and by others all throughout history. The Bible is rife with all these beautiful concepts, just waiting to be followed. All these beautiful principles. But truly, you bring it down to one principle. We try to say all these things are principles, many, many principles, and in truth they are, but one principle encompasses them all, the law of cause and effect. Whatever cause you put in motion, the effect equal to it comes into your experience. One law. One law, one attitude of mind, one way of thinking, one expression of your divinity, of your magnificence. This is what the master teacher taught. This is what the Bible stories tell us. It is done unto you according to your belief. It is you inside of yourself. It is you as the one and only being who is in your world. Often, Jesus said, he and the Father were one. Often he referred to the idea that there was only one presence in the universe, the oneness between himself and his Father or his Creator or the allness. And he said the same was true for every human being. The same is true, that the kingdom of heaven dwells within every being. And it's the same kingdom and it's the same heaven that each has. All is one. All is beautiful. The Bible stories are so delightful, so simple, so beautiful, and so wonderful that everyone who just reads them without any other thought than just to read them says, that's lovely. That's supportive. That's good. And then when you look at the metaphysical impact of the Bible, the words in their metaphysical training, the highest way we can look at them, meta, beyond the physical, into the divine, how great it is. When we live as metaphysicians, when we live as divine beings, we are living in the highest and most beautiful level of awareness that we can live. Jesus did not teach a complex philosophy. He taught simplicity. Jesus did not teach something that only a few could understand and follow. He taught a universal philosophy that all could follow, that all do follow, knowingly or not, and how wise it is in his teachings that he tells us that we too can know it. We too know it because it is done unto us according to our thought. It is done unto us by our thought, by our attitude, by our way of thinking. How lovely to have a gift like that at any point in our training, at any point in our understanding, when we say, it is done unto me by my thought, and my thought is that it is good and very good. My thought is that this world is filled with peace and love and joy. My thought is, I am abundant, I am whole, I am perfect. My thought is good and very good. And these are the thoughts the master teacher would have us follow. Oh, teachers from different faiths and different groups and different organizations and different cults come along and offer advice. But as each is looked at in depth, very fine, very finite, we find they teach the same thing. Go within. Go within. The powerhouse is you. The powerhouse is the divine in you, the magic in you, the wonder in you. The power is that which you are. And when you claim this power, you have the ability to enjoy everything significantly and purposefully without regard for whether anyone thinks it's right or anyone thinks it's wrong. You know you are living by the divine precept. You know you're living by the divine precept. As you love your neighbor and respect your neighbor like you respect yourself, so you say, I like me. So you say, I like me. I am a wonderful person. I am a happy person. I am a joyous person. And I'm surrounded by beautiful, joyous, happy people. And all is good and very good. Even in the first portion of the Bible, in Genesis, the divine creator is spoken of saying, he created all things, and he called all things good and very good. We, following the teachings in the Bible, following the teachings of Jesus, following the teachings of any spiritual leader, find that we are good and very good. We find that we have something to provide to our world, something to give to our universe that is good and very good. Oh, the Bible stories sometimes can be misunderstood, but they're only misunderstood when you look at them from an unhappy heart. When you look at anything in life, anything at all, from a joyous heart, from a fulfilled consciousness, from a belief that you are divine, then you too, as God, will say, all is good, and all is very good. I let the Bible stories be a charming interlude in my life as I read them and study them and know them. And as I say, how do I apply that to my life? How is that a principle of divinity, a principle of goodness, a principle that would be taught by a divine being? How do I apply it in my life? And when I ask myself this question, the answer always comes up. Live in the now. Do it now. Whatever is past, forget it. Whatever is in the future, let it come in its own time. And live now, the only time there is. And as I live now, I live in peace. I live in harmony. I live in joy. I live in goodness. I live in happiness. I live now. This is true for all of us. We live now. We live the Bible stories now. We live our day-to-day life stories, which are Bible stories, now. Because we're reading from the Bible that dwells within each of us, the greatest Bible ever to be written. The Bible of your life, the Bible of my life, the Bible of all that is within each one of us. And when we live in that Bible, we are living in the greatest story that is ever written, the story of our life, the story of my life, the story of who I am, what I am, why I am, where I am, and all of it is good, and very, very good. As you listen to the Bible within yourself, realize that it tells you a wayness, a love, a magic that is so fulfilling and rewarding that nothing can come close to it, because it is the divine you being you. You're wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.